Here it is, fellows, the AEF Jukebox of the Year. G.I. Jive. Yes, man, the steam is on the beam and the stomp is on the rump. We're coming at you again with the most of the best in swing. The weekly meeting of the Let's Throw Out Beethoven and Go Gut Bucket Society has turned over to me a list of the tunes most talked about by the boys in the back room. And that's just what we've got in the old jukebox. So let's roll the first one, which is labeled Shipyard Social Function. And it's by Lucky Millinder and his Riveters. Launch it, Lucky. Launch it. And now, between platters, maybe we'll have time enough to slip in a few GI items. Armament engineers at Wright Field, Ohio, have nothing but praise for the 50-caliber machine gun which is on American fighting planes. They describe it as the finest arm of its kind in the world. The 50 is capable of firing 850 shots per minute, and the projectile leaves the muzzle at a speed of more than 3,000 feet per second. That projectile is capable, also, of penetrating any and all parts of an airplane, including the engine. In one test, they fired the 50 at an obsolete bomber. The bullet went through the plane skin, some ammunition boxes, a longeron, 3/4 inch of hard pine, and armor plate 7/16 inch thick. Yes, men, that's quite a gun. And here's quite a record by Kay Kaiser of 5'2", Eyes of Blue. Nice work, Professor. Nice work. Well, we did a lot of quacking before that last tune, so we'll keep our mouth shut now and trot out a sizzler by Benny Goodman and his band. It's called Minnie's in the Money, and it's for PFC Harry Miners somewhere in the South Pacific. Now remember, men, if you want your favorite record on this program, just write Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And here's Benny.
But she's a welder on the old assembly line. So bless her, yes, sir. The Minnie's in the money. The Minnie's in the money. That's fine. She's helping Uncle Sam to keep his people free. She's okay. Hooray! The Minnie's in the do-re-mi. Thank you.
Well, that rates a slight hallelujah, Mr. Goodman. We're leaving just about enough time for this next short squib. This sounds like an enlisted man's dream, but the camp paper at Columbus, Georgia says it really happened. It seems that a sergeant down there had just lighted a cigar and was about to enjoy his first puff when he noticed an officer approaching. The sergeant removed the cigar and saluted with such speed and snap that the cigar fell from his hand. He kicked the cigar into the gutter disgustedly. The officer returned the salute, grinned, and handed the sergeant a new cigar. Well, so much for Utopia, Georgia. And now let's listen to Sonata Moderne by Harry James and his band. Which wraps a ribbon around this bundle of bounce men until the next time. This is Ken Niles saying so long for now. This program was produced by the Armed Forces Radio Service.